The complaint against the leaders of Gabon, Republic of Congo, and Equatorial Guinea was filed by corruption watchdog group Transparency International last December. It's not the first such complaint against the leaders, but it is the first that investigating magistrate Françoise Dessay has decided to take up. Daniel Lebègue, president of Transparency International's French chapter, calls the decision significant.
It's the first time our organization, Transparency International, is recognized by a judge to act vis-à-vis acting presidents or ministers, in the case African presidents, and the judge consider we are legitimate to do so. So that's really an historical date, opening new perspective to fight against corruption and open the way to recovering stolen assets by corrupt politicians or ministers or head of state.
The prosecutor's office, which previously opposed taking the case, now has 5 days to appeal the decision. But even if it does, the magistrate can still move forward in her probe. Transparency International claims the three African leaders invested millions of dollars into luxury property, cars, and other goods in France, using money that rightfully belonged to their people. President Omar Bongo of Gabon has already denied those claims. However the case evolves, Transparency International's Lebègue says the magistrate's decision has given his group the legitimacy to press other claims against corrupt leaders elsewhere in the world. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.